Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again. We're going to be sharing with you more on enemies against your faith. We've seen the scripture where the Lord said Satan has desired to have you and sift you as wheat. Jesus said, I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. You don't want your faith to fail, and your faith will not fail if you do what God's word says. If you operate according to the knowledge of God and you release your faith, you work your faith, and you eliminate the enemies against your faith, then your faith will not fail. If you have faith, which we all have, a spirit of faith, and you don't release your faith, you don't eliminate the enemies, then it's possible that your faith could fail, even though it should not fail. I'll tell you, your faith has been given to you. It is your servant. It is to be used on a daily basis. It's the way of life. It's what you live by. The Bible says we live by faith. Praise the Lord. And we're talking about these hindrances that you must eliminate. Let's review some of these. First one, lack of knowledge of God's Word. You have a spirit of faith, but you need specific faith, and that comes by study of the Word of God on subject after subject. Without revelation knowledge, how are you going to believe God's Word? And if you don't have the knowledge of God, how can you release faith? You see, faith, the knowledge of God comes and produces hope in you, and faith's the substance of things hoped for. So you've got to get the Word of God in you. So a lack of knowledge will be one enemy hindering your faith. Second is a lack of confidence in the integrity of God's Word. You need to know that God's word is sure and steadfast. All the promises of God are yea, and in him, amen. And you need to know that God's promises will absolutely come to pass. Abraham got to that place. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he'd bring it to pass. You've got to come to the same place. You're fully persuaded, absolutely, 100%. You have confidence in the integrity of God's word. You know it's going to come to pass. Third area, lack of understanding righteousness. You need to understand that all the promises of God are our rights and privileges that have been given to us as the righteousness of God. You've been made the righteousness of God. You're in right standing with God, and you can approach God and stand before him without any sense of fear or inferiority or unworthiness. You can come and receive your rights, and they're received from faith to faith. A fourth area is sense evidence over the Word. Never believe your senses over the Word. Never consider the physical circumstances, what you see, what you feel, the way things look, over the Word of God. God's Word is spiritual law. Remember, we're going to take aim at the things that are not seen, not at the things that are seen. All the things that are seen are subject to change, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And this is important. A fifth area is reasoning. Don't let yourself be a reasoner. Reason yourself right out of the Word of God. And this especially happens for men. Men are reasoners. You men, don't let yourself reason about the promise of God not coming to pass. The Bible declares His Word is true. Believe His Word and act upon it. O ye of little faith, why reason among yourselves? The reason they reason is because they looked at the natural. They started figuring things out in their own mind. You don't figure God's Word out in your own mind. It's revealed by the Holy Spirit, and you act upon it with your faith, and God brings it to pass. It is spiritual law, and you're releasing your spirit of faith to bring these promises into manifestation. A sixth area that we talked about in the last broadcast, the area of unbelief. We're going to review that and go on from there today. Unbelief is very important to eliminate. Hebrews 3:12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Don't let an evil heart of unbelief be in you. That causes you to depart from the living God, away from the promise of God. God's not going to have any pleasure in those that draw back. The Bible says we should exhort one another daily, and we're going to not be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, of unbelief, but we're going to be partakers of Christ, partakers of the divine nature, if we behold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Praise the Lord. And this is important, that you're going to have to believe God's word. Don't be in unbelief. Those that were unbelief, they couldn't enter into the promises of God, the promised land. In fact, Hebrews 4:1 says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. you need to mix your faith with the word that you hear. And that's because you believe it, you act upon it, and do what it says. And that shows that you have faith. Praise the Lord. And this is important. Unbelief is going to hinder you from entering into what God has for you. In fact, we need to speak God's word and not stagger at any of the promise of God. In fact, in Romans 4:20, it talks about Abraham. It says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Don't stagger at the promise of God through any unbelief. But instead, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 19, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Why could not we cast them out?" Speaking about casting out the demons. Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief." The answer was they had unbelief. He said, "Verily I say unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove." They let doubt and unbelief get into them. It's your unbelief that would stop you from doing the mighty works of God. You know, that's what happened to Jesus. He could do no mighty works. Why? Because of their unbelief. Get rid of your unbelief and get yourself in faith and get your faith growing. Your faith will grow exceedingly and it will become strong in faith and you'll see the promises of God come to pass. You know, the Christians, most of them I see out there, are not strong in faith. Oh, they believe the word of God, but they have so many enemies that come in. They get into doubt and unbelief and wavering, and they don't have confidence the way they should. They don't understand they're in right standing with God and can come boldly and take hold of all the promises, and they believe the sense evidence over the word. You do that, and you are letting enemies short-circuit your faith. God wants you to eliminate this unbelief. You know, when they went to possess the promised land, God showed them the fruit. He said, "Here's the fruit," and they went and they saw the fruit. Well, Caleb, you know, as the only one besides Joshua that had the good report. Of the 12, 10 of them came back with an evil report. Caleb said, "Let us go up at once and possess it. We're well able to overcome it, praise God." But the rest of them, they brought up an evil report of the land. They brought up an evil report, and they were moved by what they saw. They saw the giants, and they believed that they were as grasshoppers in their own sight as well as in the giant's sight. Don't have a grasshopper mentality. You must realize it's Christ in you. Christ is in you, and you have the power of God. The word of God will come to pass. You need to act upon it and do what it says, and God's going to bring it to pass in your life. Get out of that unbelief. Believe God's word and act on it. A seventh area is the area of mental assent. And this is an area that affects a lot of Christians. This is a person who believes the word, but he doesn't speak it to release it, and he doesn't act upon it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:13, "I believe, therefore I speak." If you truly believe a promise of God, then you're going to do what the Bible says to bring it to pass. If you believe that healing is for you according to the word of God, then you're going to come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of it. And you're going to drive out that sickness and disease out of your body. If you believe that God is one who wants to prosper you, then you're going to do what the word says. If you believe that he's one who will guide you, then you're going to do what the word says. You're going to act upon the word of God, not just mentally assent to something. People mentally assent to it and they wonder why things don't come to pass. I hear lots of people say, "Well, I just believe. I believe in God. I believe that he'll do things." Well, believing's great, but that doesn't get it done. That doesn't release your faith. The devils believe and they tremble. You've got to have corresponding actions to your faith. That is going to bring the promises of God to pass in your life. Another area that's important to eliminate is the area of sin in your life. If you have sin that's operated in your life, that's going to hinder your faith. You know, when there was sin in the camp with Achan's sin, they couldn't win their battles. They couldn't stand before their enemies, but they turned their backs before their enemies, and they couldn't win a battle. They were destroyed. They went into battle, and they got defeated. Well, this is going to be the same for you. You can't win the battle over the devil if you have sin in your camp. Psalm 66:18 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." And you know, he's not going to respond just because you're a Christian and you pray if you have iniquity or sin in your heart. The Bible says the fact that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If you're not operating in faith, it is an area of sin, and that will hinder you from seeing the promises of God. Of course, you say, "Well, if I have sin, what do I do about it?" 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God will cleanse you from all that unrighteousness. You'll be brought back into right fellowship with him, and you can release your faith, and it will bring forth victory. The Bible says we hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. in a pure conscience. A pure conscience is because of the fact that you have dealt with sin in your life. Another area that's an enemy to eliminate is discouragement. You know, many times when people start speaking the word and act on the word and praying, and then they don't see something happen right away, they get discouraged so easily. Discouragement is a loss of courage. The Bible says, "Fear not, neither be discouraged," in Deuteronomy 1:21. In fact, in Joshua chapter 1, he said, "Be strong and of a good courage." He said that they're only supposed to be only strong and very courageous. Don't let discouragement get a hold of you. How are you going to do that? Keep the word in your mouth. Keep yourself meditating on it day and night, and keep doing it. So you observe to do according to all that's written therein. Then you'll make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success. He says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage." God's commanded you to not be discouraged. Be not afraid, and be not dismayed. The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And what goes right along with that is doubt. Do not doubt the promise of God. Remember what happened to Peter? Peter came down off the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. But then when he saw the wind boisterous, this speaks of someone who's walking in the supernatural. His eyes are on Jesus, is on the word of God. But then the enemy shows up with the wind raging or something coming at you. And he looked at it and he started to pay attention to that. And he allowed what the devil brought to him, this wind boisterous, to cause him to fear. It says when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. You have to watch out that you don't let the devil bring fear into you and doubt. It says he began to sink and he cried saying, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Doubt was the problem. He stood in two ways rather than be steadfast on the word. You can't be double-minded and receive from the Lord. In fact, you can't move your mountain if you have doubt. The Bible says, "You say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Do not doubt. If you doubt, you won't be able to move your mountain. Eliminate these enemies and let the Lord manifest himself through your faith. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.